Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Friday Chat with Brenda and Anna. And today we'll be talking about families and whatever else comes up. Hello, Dreamweaver Brenda. Good morning.
Dreamweaver. Yeah, baby. I don't know where to go. I have no clue. Anna, you're worth waiting for. There you go. That's a good one.
Thank you, I'm not
into judgment, and I got to tell everybody out there, yes, we're early, yes, we're late, but we're always on time. Y'all love that, don't you?
It's so funny. I set up the show yesterday, and we always do an 8:30 show, and that's fine. I've been up.
Yes.
I've taken friends to the airport this morning. I've been fooling around
you're
up
so
here.
And busy
it's like,
lady.
I've been busy this morning. And so I was just relaxing here, doing a little meditating, and my phone's blowing up. And I'm like, what's going on my phone? And Brenda, as usual, sending me all sorts of delicious content, all kinds of information.
I kept you busy this morning.
And then I get a little message that says, we're on the air. I'm like, what? Anyway, you know what? What's really cool? This is sort of like mine and your time right now, because our usual folks at 8:30 will pop it up. I've gave us 90 minutes too, so isn't that interesting? How life.
Well,
works?
You are interesting. You, Anna is interesting. Anna is a character I love, and she's an A.
I can't wait to meet
her
in person.
Oh yeah, well, fireworks. Okay, sparks. Because A, of course, I know the letters. A is the beginning of the alphabet. It's the beginning of everything, the first of everything, the circle of life. This is Anna. Okay, I've told her before her name. And I'm a B, okay? So I'm second to her. Now, y'all don't understand that. I'm equal to her, but I'm second in the alphabet, in frequency. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am not tech savvy at all, period, Anna, okay? And I think you got the same little bug I got. Okay, there's a lot of people who are very right brain, creative, intuitive, that have no tech logical. I mean, we have to admit it, right? Okay? We have this thing, we flow on intentions. Think about it. Got it, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
See, you were busy, and I was busy. We were doing our thing, right? Right? Doing our thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Like we always do, creating. And sometimes we have to pause or we have to stop and say, where am I supposed to be? You see? Or where was I supposed to be? Listen, darling, linear time is not our thing. Everybody out there, if you're out there early, it's because linear time is not our thing. Creative people, I'm not going to say this, Anna, we have a problem. I'm not going to say I have a problem with it. Because I'm either very, very early or very, very late. Do you find yourself doing that?
Yes. Lately, yes. I'm usually
Not lately.
It's been called to my attention that I was generally late. And I said, okay. And you know what's funny is, like my sister said, I always told you an hour before. Like if I wanted you at 3, if I wanted you here at 3, I told you 2. She knows that about me. I love her. She loves me. We don't have an issue with it. She does it.
No, there's no issue.
Me.
No,
I love her.
None at all.
And you know what?
No.
And to me, I love it when people say, I love you for who you are.
That's
you don't
right.
have to change. I'm gonna
no, you don't, baby. No, you don't. And I don't either. I don't either. Okay. We got
wild?
That straight. We got that straight.
Yeah.
But I did find out, you know, because when I was guest on people's show, and I'm a guest on your show, but I have to tell you, when I was doing regular radio, not blog talk, many years ago, and the engineers were having a fit, you know. In fact, they wanted me to be so early so they could have this wonderful conversation of how they were going to run my show. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They said, this is what we're going to do. And if I would show up maybe 30 minutes before we went on the air, they'd have their hand on the hip, you know, looking at me. These were guys, most engineers, okay? And they'd be looking at me and say, where were you? I said, wait a minute. I had I gave you 30 minutes. No, no, you didn't give me enough time to set up your microphone, tell you what we were going to do. And I'm going, okay, so when do you want me to come? And most of them would say either an hour early or just don't come. I mean, it was really weird, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
at that point, I mean, I was ready to go when I was ready to go. Because, you know, you did a little bit of meditation,
yeah.
like you said. And it's not easy just to pop it in and pop it out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because creativity, and I hear people talk about it all the time. Now, if you get a hang on this, you're ahead of the game, Miss Anna, okay? Creativity has nothing, psychic ability has nothing to do with linear time, period, okay? It doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't fit in a box. It doesn't fit in a box. You cannot put, and I'm going to say this, you cannot put God, universal energy, in a box. Don't even try. People try, Anna, don't they? Yeah.
They
put
do.
Put it in a box. It works this way.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you. You got to change. You got to be fixed. You just mentioned it. Okay, people, here's the story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Nobody needs to be fixed. Nobody
yeah.
on this planet needs to be fixed, okay? Don't put me in a box.
Yeah.
Don't put Anna in a box. We're out of the box. There you go. How about that one?
I love that. Can I? I'm going to use that. I'm going to copy it. I'm going to write it up.
You better. You better use it.
I got a
yeah,
text,
you better
I got
use
a text
it.
Yesterday that said, part of the text that said, if you're not willing to change. And I just chuckled because it's
oh,
like,
yeah, here we
oh,
go.
See,
there's there
my
you
alarm.
Go.
And
yeah.
I said, I'm always changing. Here's the thing.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
always
yeah.
changing. Everyone's
yes.
always changing. So am I
right.
willing? Yes. Because if I'm not willing, I'm resisting. And I'm going with the flow and I'm doing my thing. And here's the lovely part of it. We show up when we show up. We do what we're supposed to do. And we keep on moving. And it's like, all right. And how flexible is this? What's your life path?
No,
what's
what does that mean?
Path,
what does that phrase mean? You have to change. That means you have to change to please me. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at it. They're not happy in their own self. Baby, I know where energy comes from. It comes from each person, and it's transferred to the person. It's directed. It's focused. It's intention. Someone tells me, someone tells Anna, they have to change. They're talking about themselves, baby. Look in the mirror. Right, Anna?
Yeah. Yes. I find that very interesting that people often very much put their stuff on you. So we have to figure out how we're going to, I want to say, hold our energy. We can choose to drop our energy, our vibration, to match that person's, and generally that does not feel very well. Or we choose to stand in our own power. And I'll tell you what, the standing in your own power is very different. It feels exhilarating. It's a little bit frustrating sometimes, I think, because it's like, it's that, it's really, it's your, if you are the round peg and someone's trying to put you in a place that doesn't fit, you know, that's the big thing. And it's like, I just don't fit in that mold that you created.
No,
for
you
me
don't.
You
and you just
it.
Said something.
Mm-hmm.
You said something so interesting. Now I'm listening to you, dear. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to interrupt mm-hmm. you, but let me just say what you said. We choose. Mm-hmm. We have free
choose.
Will to choose to go down mm-hmm. to that level of energy, which is what it is, like you said, okay, or there's another choice here, or to remain in our own authentic self. We have to choose
mm-hmm.
that. Now, it's
yes.
not resisting it. We're making a
no.
choice. Resisting would be like feeling inside of us our energy would change into something very drama. How dare you? You know, how
mm-hmm.
dare you think I have to change, which is what's speaking? Ego. Ego.
Yes.
Now, that's a choice. Yes. And we don't want to go there. We don't want to go to ego, but sometimes it gets to be to the point, Anna, that they're pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They're pushing.
Oh, no.
Very
yeah,
pushy. You've
yeah.
got to change. You're not working well with the group. I love that one. I love that one. When I'm not working
not
well, okay, when we're not working well with a group, okay,
mm-hmm.
Are we to come down to the group's level, and I'm talking about the soul group, and this is what our subject's about today, family. Family is the soul group. It's always a soul group. It's a group of souls. I don't care if you want to label it your birth family, or you want to label it your church family, or your little group that you set up, your singing bowl family. You know, it's all about the soul, okay?
Yeah.
Every time, every time. So that's why me and her were talking, because we're getting this, and I know everybody out there is getting the same thing. What should I do? What should I do about the word family? Your turn, Anna.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very curious, and I think what's happening is there's such a huge shift going on, and so I don't know this for my anyone except for myself. Is it that things are being so peeled back like an onion that our souls or who we are really so being exposed, and so are these people who are showing up, people who I thought I knew, and now they're saying things like, you know, you're not willing to change, you never loved me, you know, all these things are coming up, and it's like, wow, you know, what does that say? It hurts. It kind of hurts my heart a bit, because it's like knowing who I am and standing in my power, and again, it comes back to that. And it's like, I don't want to argue with somebody about whatever it is that they're working through. I want to help them. I want to hold space for them. I want to be there for them. I am not going to justify a comment or a conversation so that I can appease somebody. I'm trying to understand it. And so this is my question. I did ask, how am I to change to make you feel better? Because I want to know. Tell me what I'm supposed to be. Tell me in your eyes who I'm supposed to be, how I'm supposed to feel, how am I supposed to be for you. I'm very curious to know. And then this question gets met with some animosity, because it's like, you know, and, you know, there's this whole thing that just goes, and I said, you know, this is enough. I don't want to have this conversation anymore. I'm done. I really am. It's exhausting, and I don't feel good when I'm having this conversation. So this is someone who I considered my family for, and still do, but consider my family, and I have for a very long time. I don't understand the mindset. I don't understand where this person is coming from. It's very interesting to me how this conversation is playing out, or was playing out. I stopped it. When it gets to the point where it doesn't feel good for me, I'm like, thank you, have a great day. You know, thank you, have a nice evening. Whatever it is, you have assumptions of me. You assume things about me. You automatically have a story about me that's running through your head. You don't know who I am. You don't know what my life is. You haven't been in my life for quite some time. So how are you to tell me how I'm living my life and what I'm supposed to be doing? And I need to be a certain way so that you can be happy. This isn't how it works, folks. Every single one of us own power and be our own person. And you know what? There are people out there who aren't going to like you, and that's okay. Because when you can be okay with it and let it go, you will open up space for some other person or people or opportunities or things. And I'm not saying that egotistically. I'm saying it as a human. I want to be met with joy, compassion, love, kindness, all of those things. And you know what? That's what's showing up in my life. And if it doesn't show up in my life, if it's something opposite of that, it may come in for a moment and then it's gone, because I don't stand in that energy. I'm standing in a place of love. I love people. I love helping people. You know, that could lead to so many different things, and yet I'm still here and I'm still helping people. I'm helping myself, certainly, because for me to be an example, I've got to be good. I've got to be happy. I've got to be joyful. I've got to be compassionate. I've got to be kindness. I've got to be all the things that I want to see in everyone else. And this, I was actually having this conversation with my friends that I took to the airport this morning. I said, you want to know the kind of life that you're living? Pay attention to the people that you spend the most time with. If you guys are happy and you're uplifting and you're excited about life and being together and hanging out, then that's your life. If you're complaining and you're arguing about things or you're shouting politics or whatever it is you're doing and you're full of anger and disdain, guess what? That's the kind of life you're living. So I choose love. I choose all those other adjectives, you know, the joy of the people, you know, all that. I got the orange, what did they call it, the rose-colored glasses? I got the glasses on.
Exactly. Okay, you said
no,
a whole
I'm
bunch.
That okay,
you said
guess,
I'm discerning, I'm disseminating what you said. It was a whole bunch, and all of it was good news. Every one of it wasn't complaining. It was you going into your inner self, which is very uncomfortable right now for some people.
Yeah.
You understand
yeah.
that? It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel good that she's confessing all these things. Confession is good for what? The soul. Oh.
The soul.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Confession is good for the soul. Can you be out there, you people listening? Can you be? And I'm saying this to me and Anna too. Can we be the soul? Can we be what is authentic to our own soul? Good question. And out of everything that Anna just said, they did not know her. Oh, what? Oh, that's correct. These people, or these people in her group or family or soul group, did not know the authentic Anna when she was there in the past with them. Look at that, Anna. They did not know you in the past. Okay?
No. Yeah.
They do not know you in the present. And they did not know you in the future. They did not know you, period. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know why they didn't know you? Turn to yourself, because you didn't know you.
Yeah.
Think about it. Okay. When
yeah.
when we start to know ourselves authentically, and all those things that she wanted to be, in the past, she may have wanted to be pure love. In the past, she may have wanted to relate to people, and she related how she was able to relate in the past. Now, these people that are coming forward now in the present, in her future, yeah, they are still questioning, who are you? I didn't know you. I didn't. Excuse me. What do you mean you've already changed? Where was I? How come I didn't change when you changed? Because it happens on an individual basis, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a
mm-hmm.
soul group, not everybody's going to change at the same moment. Doesn't happen that way. Not right now. In this reality, in third dimension reality, there is no complete blink of the eye. It doesn't happen. The blink of the eye, when everyone changes, only changes after every individual person on the planet is ready for it to happen. That's scary, isn't it, people? Scary. Is that scary,
it is.
Anna?
It is.
Scary, isn't it?
Well,
that
no,
we have to have total agreement, and I mean
yes,
agreement.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
We're going to talk about family, soul groups, and all that kind of stuff. Anna, something else just came into your mind. What was it?
Well, you were saying that, and what I wanted to say is those souls are here to also help us. So even though this situation or any situation for anyone could be contrasty, doesn't feel good, we have to look at it as the push to move in a different direction, or the push to release and let go, or the push so that we can allow something more in, not more than someone or something, but more. So when we have things that happen in our lives, and every single person has it, some things are tiny, some things are huge. You've got to figure out what that is for you and what is the thing that allowed you to take the next step or make the next decision. And so I wanted to put that caveat in there because, yes, some people don't change the way you change in your little family group. And bless the people that are here. Be the contrast for us. I'm the contrast for some people. They're the contrast for me. And bless us all for being that for someone so that they could move on. They could move forward. They could take a left. They could go back one step and then go to the right two steps. So when you understand that, how we're here to co-create, and co-creating doesn't necessarily always mean it feels fantastic. Sometimes you've got to have that push. Otherwise, a lot of us would be sitting on the couch eating bonbons, watching TV. So if we didn't have that couch removed from out from under
exactly.
our behinds and hit
yes.
the floor, we
yes.
wouldn't get up.
We got to hit the floor. Yeah. Now let's talk
up,
about what
don't.
You're talking,
yeah. Yeah.
what you're saying,
yeah.
and I'm interpreting what she's saying because I'm going to say it a different way, because you don't know
yeah.
who's listening. Okay, you don't know who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Anna. Now you're going to hear what I got to say. Adversity builds character, plain and simple. Everybody was running around trying to find like-minded people. That is wrong. You ever been in a group and everybody agrees and nothing gets done? Oh, what, Brenda? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're sitting in a group of people and everybody's saying, yes, that sounds great, that sounds great, and nothing gets done until one person who is the adversary, the enemy, the not like-minded person, the rotten apple in the group will say, you guys just don't know what you're talking about. And everybody in the group directs their energy to that person and wants them out of the group because they don't fit. Honey, if you don't have the person who is standing up and saying something, and they're really saying something, they're saying, everybody here's thinking alike, and we don't have any adversity, so therefore we have no action. What? We're not doing anything. We're just sitting here agreeing. I hear
mm-hmm.
so much BS, I'm using that word, BS, about you got to cut people out of your group that don't agree with you. When somebody doesn't agree with the group, you better listen, because that person's getting some kind of inspiration, and it's not about what's happened. It's somebody there who's going to shake up that group. We need a person who can stand up boldly against 20 or 30 people. It only takes one person. I'll go to Rosa Parks right now. I'll go to Rosa Parks, okay? Groups and
mm-hmm.
groups and groups of people went along and agreed. Do not sit in the front of the bus. That was a group thing, an agreement. And Rosa says, wait a minute. This is not right. Do you know how many people yelled at her? You can't sit in front of the bus. She was a one-woman army. Okay, a one-woman army that believed, and she believed so strongly, and she fought against people that told her, people in her group, people in her family, you can't sit in front of the bus because they didn't have the courage, and I'm talking about courage, to disagree when something is not right. Is this right? No. Was she authentic? Yes. Was she doing her own thing? Yes. And she got on that bus and sat in the front. What did that cause? Cause and effect. What did it cause when she sat there? Anna, what did it cause when you stood up to people in a group and said, no, I don't agree? Cause. Friction.
Cause of,
energy. Energy
yeah.
exchange. Energy exchange. Going against what appeared false. What appeared false was an agreement by like-minded people, and like-minded people can do that and force their own issues on big groups, but not on the people that know the truth. Oh, boy. Watch it, people. Go ahead, Anna.
It's interesting that you're talking about this, but you know how Rosa Parks did it in a very she stood up and she stood in her power. She didn't punch or fight or hit anybody. She just said, this is not right. I want to sit in front of the bus. So it's a very different energy, too, that when she did this and as she did this, and people didn't see this, but it created a ripple effect. And this is what happens when you stand up and when you say, I've had enough. I'm just tired. Because one of the things that I've been thinking about is, you know, we oftentimes we fight. We hire lawyers. We scream and we kick and we say nasty things. And it's like, this is who are we? You know, this is not who I. And this is what I said. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I said, this is not who I am. You know, I conferred with lawyers. I talked to people. I had conversations with legal practitioners. I did some research, and what everybody else was telling me to do, I did not want to do, because it was literally fighting. It was punching. It was kicking. It was being mean. It was being nasty to stand up for what I thought was right. And I said, well, how is that? That's resistance to me to do this thing to someone else because I didn't feel like they were treating me right as a human being. Doesn't seem fair. It seems like the same thing. So how do we do what we do? How do we stand in our power in a place of love and compassion when we feel like there's injustice? We just have to keep saying, I love you, and this is not right. I love you, and I want to stand. I want to sit at the front of the bus. I love you, and this is going to happen right now. I love you. Just keep loving. I mean, I honestly, I don't know what to do at this point. And, you know, we're talking, I'm talking about a specific subject and the thing that's going on in my personal life, and can do is surrender to all that is and surrender and say, I'm tossing it to God or the universe or source or whatever label you put on that higher power and saying, you know, I have to let go of this. If I continue a conversation with someone who is pushing up against me, who knows me, who's known me for 20 years and they know what buttons to push to really upset me, I have to let that go because it's time for me to stand up for me. It's time for me to say that's enough. It's time for me to say I want to be at the front of the bus. I want to be in a space of love and joy and compassion. I want to be with like-minded people, and this is who I am. So, you know.
So that's what we're talking about, actually.
Yes.
You're going to, but you had to be yourself at the beginning, but these distractions, they're called distractions, of people telling you what they would do. Okay, that was information that everybody gets on this planet. This is what I would do. I'd go to a lawyer. This is what I would do. But behind all of that is, the question is never asked to us, to Anna, what do you want to do, Anna? It was never asked, Anna, okay? You understand
mm-hmm.
this. You understand it
yeah.
now. But back then,
yeah.
you were in
not.
A moment of what you call indecision and choice. You were
mm-hmm.
you couldn't make your own choices. We come to that. It's not comfortable for us to be in a condition where we can't make good choices. It's very uncomfortable. But we have to know, and Anna knows it now. She's ready. She's experienced people pushing, and you have experienced it, and I have experienced it. Okay? So now we're going to share that experience with you of people pushing. You feeling the resistance, you giving in to this, you're giving in to it. You're losing your power. You're giving your power away to somebody else. That's what you're doing, okay? You're going to start feeling more helpless than ever. You're going to run around with the chicken with the head off. That's what Anna Wood's doing, right? The chicken with the head off.
Yes.
Can't cross
yep.
the road because you ain't got no head.
Mm-hmm.
You lost your head. You lost your power. You lost your legs. The chicken ain't going to make it across
mm-hmm.
the road, people. It ain't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So experience brings productivity, new choices, but it also brings the authentic self back. This is where she went full circle. She lost. She grieved. She got angry. These are all the emotions. I
oh,
went
yeah.
through them. She went through them. Go ahead.
The human nature, and I think experiences and things are brought into your life so that we could feel those things. And in the past, when I first started doing the radio, I remember it's like, oh, you know, don't get mad. You don't get mad. You don't get angry. You don't get any of this stuff. And as I learned, it's like we have all these emotions. These are all they're GPSs for us. We don't want to stay in that anger or that sadness or that depression or any of that. And allow yourself to feel it because you're a human being. So feel those things and understand those things. Wall around in it for a little bit, but don't stay there. And I think that's the thing, that when we're not connected with ourselves, our true selves, we stay in a place of stress, anxiety, depression, all of those things, because we're looking at the external and we're looking at that, what happened to me? I'm the victim. What happened? Who you did this to me? That, you know, we're going through that dialogue. And so that does. It totally takes away your power. So when you get back to just being, meditating, go within, allow the answers to come through. understand, hold your place, power, in a space of love and joy and compassion for whomever, whatever situation that you're in, because you've got to raise your vibration. When you raise your vibration and you allow that to go out into the world, your whole life shifts. And I can tell you from repeated experience, having to go through my mom passing and experiencing that, and how that basically, I mean, hit the ground, butt on the ground, got it to the 2 years of grief and depression, and said, you know, this didn't happen to only me, and I'm not the only person in the world that's lost their mom. And then I realized I didn't lose my mom. My mom left her physical body. But once I started to meditate, allow the answers to come through, my mom was there, and I could hear her, and she was talking to me. And now she's the traffic goddess. She gets me through traffic. She is wise. She continually talks to me. As long as I am in a space of love and happiness and joy. And we could get, you know, Brenda, you and I could get deeper into that conversation. That, to me, is just a beautiful conversation of how we are all so connected. And now going through what I perceived as the loss of my family, my partner, and my children, and having them walk out on me, and I'm saying, what kind of person must I be for my partner to leave our home and take our children? And it's like, I had to look at that and say, you know, and it really had me in a space of, wow, who am I? Do, you know, if I'm being this, and I'm going to use the word horrid, because it was like, am I this horrid person that I'm so not connected with them that they would just walk out? And the more we're getting into understanding, or I'm getting into understanding what happened, because that's my big thing. I wanted to know what happened. There's so much other stuff that comes up. It's not about me. It is about me, and it's not about me. It's another person's perspective. My kids are too young to really make a choice. They were not allowed to choose whether they wanted to leave or not. They were basically picked up and walked out the door. So having said that, the reason that I talk about this is because I want other people to understand that I want to be transparent with my life, because that's the only way we can be an example. And to have somebody walk out on you, you would think the person that got walked out on is a terrible person, a bad person. And that, if that's the perception, that's the perception. And at the same time, that person is me. And so who am I? How am I going to be in this situation? How am I going to be in this? How am I going to hold my power? And for 2 months, I did. I beat myself up. I was hurting. I was in a place of that despair. I was number 22 on the one through 22 guide, the emotional guidelines, the guidance scale or whatever that Abraham talks about. I was on 22. I was at rock bottom again and just did not understand. And I was still struggling to meditate, still struggling to do my thing. And what came through was family. What came through were people that loved me and knew who I was, saw me, and said, this is not you. This is not you. Let's come with me. Let's go. You're going to be here. You're going to do this thing. You're going to, you know, my sister, my cousin, my one of my really dear friends, Tina. You know, they allowed me
yes,
space
they did.
And places, and they picked me up, and that's family. And then,
you're exactly correct. I know.
Yeah.
I don't want you to go on, because I think we know the story, because we've all been there. This is the same story. It Anna can label her story, but this is your story. This is my story. This is the girl I talked to last Friday. It was a story that it is such a story. The names change to protect the innocent. That's what I always tell people. Names and places in a story, the same as a dream. The thing about it is that we're so connected, okay? We are. And if you say the human nature, I'm going to say the human experience. I'm going to change that word.
Mm-hmm.
It is the human experience, Earth. Earth was designed to create physical limitations. Earth was designed for that. We know we have certain laws of limitations on our planet, gravity. All the other planets in the solar system that we are in now do not have gravity. This is the only planet for gravity. It is. Just letting you guys know. You think about that one for a minute. This is the only, if you look at planet Earth and the design of planet Earth, and you look at Saturn, for instance, or Mars, or any of these other ones, Edgar Cayce went through all of them, so you can Google it and find out exactly the setup of each planetary cosmos in this universe and in other universes. Each one was designed for a particular sojourn. Okay? Each one, Anna. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The story that you created was the same story I created. Aren't you
mm-hmm.
in feeling better now? You're not alone. You see, we thought
I'm not alone, yeah.
We thought we were creating our own individual story. Oh, no. We created these stories long before we ever hit Earth. It's called the Akashic Reading Area. It's a consciousness where we all sat down together and said, now, what do I want to do when I go to planet Earth? This is going to make you feel better. Okay, Anna? Making you feel better now? You wrote a story,
oh, yeah,
Anna.
Great.
You
yeah.
feel great, I know. You know, and you said, wait a second here. This is what I want to write. This is what I need to go to planet Earth for. Okay, you make that decision. Free will is in the universe. It's totally everywhere. So you never have been loss of anything. There's never been a loss. It was a creation of loss. Understand this. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Everything is a creation. So loss
yeah.
and grief and pain and anger and all those things are put into the story to make the story interesting. And I must say, Anna, you have a very interesting story. When people come to me, the first thing I say is, wow, what a great story. And they'll be shocked. They're shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. I'm not responsible for this story. I said, yes, you are. Aren't you a co-creator? They said, oh, yeah, but I'm not responsible for my story. I said, yes, you are. We go through that. That's a dance that I do with everybody I work with. That's a little dance, okay? Okay? It's a face-off. They have to at some point acknowledge that they're responsible for their actions and their words, and then
yeah.
we can start the forgiveness. And then, remember that point, Anna, starting the forgiveness. Tell people how you did that. You moved into that after you wrote your story, ran around, and then you went to the releasing of your forgiveness. Go ahead.
It took a little moment, and then, yes, that's exactly what happened. I think it's almost like I got up one morning, and it was like, I'm here on this planet. This place is amazing. I have to choose whether to stay in this place of depression and grief and surrealism, just feeling foggy. I don't know if there's a name for it. Or clear myself and move on. And it's like, wow, it's time to do that. And what's interesting to me as I continue to feel good and move forward and interact with my ex, I still got messages in interesting ways that pushed me in a different direction. And I thought, this, you know, how interesting it is. And it finally, for a moment, I said, all right, there is a reason. You know, I am a huge fan of Law of Attraction. So, of course, I was trying not to ask how this happened. I just wanted clarity. I was asking for clarity. And then it just got to the point where, yes, you have to get to the point where you forgive, not for the other person. You have to forgive for yourself. You have to be okay. You have to shift that. It goes from, for me, it was disbelief to, oh, my goodness, to, okay, I'm okay with this, to, wow, I am, as my cousin told me, Anna, you are so free. You can fly out of your cage at any time that you want. You can go and do anything that you want. You can create whatever life that you want because someone has released you and you can go. And so to look at that and switch it around and say, this person is still in my life, has created, co-created with me to allow me to move forward and step into my power and my bigness, if you will, as a human. You know, everybody talks about dream big. It's like, well, allow yourself to go there. Allow yourself to get into that reality. Allow yourself to be the person that you want to be. For me, it's being a person of integrity, being a person who helps other people, being a person who's solution-oriented. That's who I am. And I was not really being that for the people that I wanted to be it, because I was really in this other space with this other person, being solely focused on how do I – and it was – and when I look back, it's like, yeah, it was somewhat of a struggle. It was somewhat – trying to get going, and it wasn't going, and we lost it somewhere in there, and we were trying to figure out how to get it back, but we weren't communicating with each other. And so all these things now are coming out, and this is the stuff that I love. Just let it go. Forgive. It's like, it's okay. It's okay. First of all, it's not hurting me now. I'm not hurting now. I'm okay. I'm whole. I'm complete. I am this person, and it's okay. I'm good. So that's the thing. It's like, I can forgive. Now, I don't have to go back and embrace everything and embrace that person and say, you know, oh, life is grand. And first of all, that person's not allowing me to do that. That person still wants to churn up stuff. And that's okay, because it's not my stuff. It's her stuff. And I realize that now. I don't have to try to I would love to understand it as a human being. I would love to understand it, and that's why we continue to work on it. We continue to do therapy work on it. We continue to chat with someone about it and have the people discuss cycles we get into, and I love that. It's like how we get into these fight or flight kind of subconscious cycles that we're not really aware. So now it's like, check your energy. check yourself at the door, you know, when you come in or when you're having
yourself.
Conversation with people. Check yourself and say,
yeah,
what,
there was a,
you know,
there was a bumper sticker. There was a bumper sticker that was very famous. It was Check Your Reality. It was on the back of the cars many times in the 60s, or Do a Reality Check. And that's what you did. you said, okay, wait a minute. It's not my stuff. I don't own that. That's her stuff. Well, I'm going to allow her to have her stuff, whoever it is that's created their stuff. They create. That's theirs. But it's not my stuff. I love that because you have to – that's a logical reasoning. You came to your logic. And I tell everybody, yes, you might be the most wonderful right brain creative psychic, but you have to have your whole brain involved. If you only have the right brain, psychic, intuitive, engaged, and no reasoning from your left brain, and she did that, because what she did was she did an inner reality check, and our reality is whole brain thinking. That's what it is,
mm-hmm.
Anna. So when we make that shift like you were doing, first you were in the confusion. That is the story of the confusion. You be objective. You did that too. I'm explaining to everybody what you did because you did it properly. She went through every step that is totally normal for anyone who is on that path, her path, her original path. I'm going back to her original path. She was good to go in her story when she started. Love abounded. Look at the first part of the story. Everything was being formed. Everything was falling into places. The relationship was good to go. The kids came in. Everything fit. It was wonderful. It was high. She did her thing. They did. And then all of a sudden, it disappears. Any connection, like she said, just totally disappears. Because that was the end of the story. But remember now, there is no end. There was a beginning. Think about it. You got it now.
Mm-hmm.
There was no end. There was no disconnection. It was the end of that story. You played it out to the end. You did. But the person had their own story with their stuff, and their story is not over. It hasn't come to an end because they didn't have self-realization, you see? their story is written for this other part that you're getting now. This is their part of the story. You got it?
Yes,
they're continuing.
You know,
they're continuing.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it's interesting because we're doing a therapy together now, and I feel like because she kept asking, why are you doing this? And it's like, because I want to understand, and I still want to care, and I still love. And so to me, this is a person who was my best friend for almost 18 years, and I lived setting with this person for a very long time. That's not something that you just toss aside like a dish rag. It's just not for me. To me, it's very personal because I love people. So the question for me is, you know, I want to understand what's going on. I want to understand what's going on with you. I want to understand how we can shift this. Can I be of service to you, and can I help you? And so that's what I want to know, you know, and the things that as we're having these conversations privately via text on occasion, it just gets to the point where, again, I have to step up and say, that's enough. I can't have this conversation anymore, because it really gets to this, it's a pulling. It's like wanting to pull me back. And it's like, I cannot go back. I'm moving forward, you know? And in her eyes, she's like, well, you have a new life now. So why don't you go live it? Why don't you go? And you know, I mean, there've been some really not nice things, like, you've replaced me. Why don't you replace our children? And, you know, so
okay,
things like
okay.
that, which are disturbing.
That's part of their story.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that it's
yeah.
not taken personal. The remembrance is very important for everyone to know that her story was always going to be this. I mean, and we're not aware, Anna, that it was a story. But I've made you aware of this, and I want you to keep that awareness right now in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. You are whole. And you did mention something when we were having a conversation, I believe, yesterday. You said, if I hadn't have stopped that storyline, Brenda would
mm-hmm.
not have appeared on my timeline. You said that. And also other
yes.
things that have occurred. You're growing, your maturity,
yes.
all those things were the next part that you wrote to your story, okay? I did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you say. I did it. Something inside me. What was that thing inside Anna? She was compromising to some degree to stay in that other story. Anna, I have to tell you, because your authentic self was squirming, but you didn't know it. You didn't know it. Come and understand that. You feel it now, don't you? Something inside you. That
yes.
you can admit
yes.
that you did want
yes.
some type of freedom. Because I went
yes.
through it. I went through it. And
yes.
I admitted it after a while. I said, wait a minute, Brenda. Married 22 years. You're losing your identity, your house, your child. My child was taken away, too. But something inside me wanted that freedom. I couldn't deny it, but I didn't want to speak about it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It was some.
Mm-hmm.
I kept feeling that resistance from my partner. You know, he was moving in a different direction, and I was moving. Now, you didn't really see this while it was going on. You didn't see it. It was a hidden part.
No.
Okay. You did
yeah.
not see her
yeah.
pulling away. You see, because you see, if we can't really observe people's true emotions and true self, we can't see it at first. We have to wait.
Yes.
It's kind of like, I hate to use this reference, President Trump. But I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it right now, President Trump, because he is a very wise man. People don't understand his wisdom, okay, because he's unpresidential. That's what people say. When somebody uses a word, he's not presidential, that means he's not like any other president we ever had. That's what it means. And we certainly did need that in the consciousness. Whether you voted or not, or you care about him or not, is not any of my problem that you're playing the judgment game. You understand? Because that's where people
mm-hmm.
go when they don't understand why they don't like somebody. Well, I'll just judge them. You know, that's good
yeah.
for me. I just hate them. You know, I don't know why I'm here, but
yeah.
I hate that person. They're not like me. You know, it's a different dude.
Yeah.
It's called diversity,
yeah.
people. Now, we are certainly in a mode right now of the consciousness of diversity, and I've written about it. And diversities and differences kind of bother us. Oh, yeah, they bother us real big. That person's not like me. Ugh. Why can't they just agree? Why can't they just get along? I feel bad around this person. You know, I mean, this is, and that's an experience that you need and require to need to grow in your own authentic self. You need it. Everybody needs it on this planet. Okay? So President Trump is one of these type of people. He's a businessman, and let me tell you, his business is it's not working. Get the hell out of Dodge. You could tell that by The Apprentice if you watch that show. Just one show, you'd have figured it out. If you don't work with the group, if you don't compromise, if you don't do da 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 da, I'm running a business here. Well, he is running a business called the United States right now, and he's finding very true in his own heart. In his own heart, he's very authentic. Oh yeah, he's a mean son of a bitch, and he'll say it. He'll admit it. Oh, he's so grand. Oh yeah,
he's very transparent. He's very transparent.
Oh my God. If y'all can't see that, I see right through that man.
Yeah.
That man can't do nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to plan. You know, this is the first president that's been transparent. Obama was a smokescreen. Y'all understand that, don't you?
Yes.
A smokescreen.
Yes. Yes.
And many of our presidents have been smokescreen going down to the bushes. What was it all about? What was it? We asked this question. Well, why did he do that? Hell, excuse my language here. I know what President Trump's up to. Oh, yeah, he's dictatorship. He's down the line, man. He's in charge. Okay, don't try to pull no punches. You know, don't try to claim he did anything, because you ain't going to catch this one. You ain't going to catch him. I'm just serious, people. This is what the consciousness is doing. Y'all think it's not is it? Look at it this way. Is that the story, the total consciousness story, Anna? Is that where everybody is? Are we moving towards transparency? Good question. Anna's got the answer. Go ahead.
I don't think everybody is moving towards transparency. I think there are a good group. I think when I first started doing these radio shows, everybody was like waking up, and the people that I started to meet were waking up, and we were all waking up, and now here we are 8 years later, and we're woke, we're up, and I'm meeting more people.
Anna, I have to stop you just for a second. Because you got to look at the dream. It's all an illusion on planet Earth, okay?
Yes.
Everybody is waking up, but it's to certain degrees. Let's look at it that way.
And that's what I was gonna say.
When you say everyone or all is not waking, oh, yes, they're waking up at their moment, okay?
Right.
So, therefore, we have to say we're all transparent because of that. And I had to get to that. I used to have arguments with people who told me that everybody was going to be saved on the planet. I mean, I had arguments for hours with religious people. And I would say, no, we're not all going to be saved. And then I had to come around to thinking of a different type of reality, that what we say is going to happen. That's the law of attraction of our little mouth that's coming out. So I started saying to myself, well, maybe some people. I would give some of them, you know, the advantage. But that wasn't what I was supposed to be declaring. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Because what you say is what you get. Okay?
Yes.
So if I
you
say.
You speak into existence. Yeah.
I do. And I started, and I'm doing it now, too. I speak into the existence of the communication, to the consciousness all over the airways, that we all are transparent. And we all will know that we're transparent. And I say that to people, that we are to speak as it is. Greg Braden did a wonderful conversation on, he's the quantum physicist. You know that guy, Greg Braden?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Greg opened my eyes many times talking about that wavelength of energy that goes out into the universe and picks up all the things that we say and keeps it and holds it and moves with it, the intention. So the intention should be totally, we're all here. And the intention is that we all have opportunities to be what we should be. It's not that we need to be fixed or changed, like Anna was talking about. You don't need to be changed, Anna. You don't need to be fixed. You just need to be aware that everyone on the planet is going to do it. But when they do it, that's the question. You cannot make a date of the future. People always are trying, oh, yeah, he's coming back tomorrow, and they go up to the mountain. These are those little soothsayers. Oh, yeah, you're going to have a job in 3 weeks. Oh, yeah. Well, they're setting out an intention that cannot be applied, to the wavelength. When you apply a intention that does not fit the energy of the universe, this is true, people, it's not going to happen. Craig Braden says all energy has to match energy. And she mentioned her energy now is love and kindness inside her. Oh, yeah. So it's matching her universal energy to the collective. Think about it. So therefore, if we say a negative out of that energy, it's not going to fit the energy in the wavelength of the collective consciousness, and it's not going to manifest. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
We only manifest what we are. So even you saying that statement that not everybody is transparent, but you are, it's not going to manifest. I'm not concerned. You can set a date, but I won't listen because I know what is going to happen in the energy that's matching all. Do you know that energy? Of course, you're on universal energy. You should know it. It is the energy of the one, the law of one.
Yeah.
And we all belong to
the
it.
I am.
The yeah. I am, that's right. So when we come all the way around full circle and find that authentic self in ourselves, our true self, then our true self will, it'll make us think about what we say. And you've had that happen several times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Make a statement. Make a statement that doesn't work, and you'll get a reflection of it in your own thoughts. Go ahead, talk about that.
It's interesting that you say that because it's you make a statement that's true to you, and there are people out there who will take that statement and they will twist it to what's true to them or what they see or their perception. And I found that very interesting. It's very rare that that has happened to me. I think I want to say it's happened 3 times. And it's so interesting and fascinating when that happens. And I want – that's my curiosity is like, wow, I want to step into that person's shoes and see what they saw. But then I don't want to stay there. I just want to see what they saw or how they allowed that to make them feel the way they feel. So when you can say something, what you felt was positive, and someone turns it around to be not positive, I find that very interesting. So as far, you know, we've jumped around a little bit here, but you were talking about transparency, and I think – perspective-wise, I had a different perspective or have a different perspective on transparency. And when you were talking about Trump, you know, we don't have to agree with him. He's changed. He's representing change for the tribe. I want to say the tribal mentality. Brenda, you may have a different word for it. I think when we had Obama was catalyst for change. You call him smokescreen. I call him catalyst for change. There was a huge shift when he came in to be president. And then the people said, and when I say people said, this is energy wise, not verbally wise. This is energy wise. We want change. Here we go again, but we're not being specific. And this is what we got. And now you're looking at this guy going, wow, let's just pick a name from A to Z, every name you can call him. First of all, he's different. Like you said, yes, I have to honor the difference. I have to honor who, first of all, he's our president. I have to honor that. And people, you know, I have people who would yell at me for saying that, you know, because I'm not political. I don't make political statements. But energetically, what we're trying to say to you is he represents the shift and the changes that the tribal mentality have asked for. That's how he got in office. He didn't get in office because somebody cheated, did all this stuff. There was an energetic thought that went out that said, we need change. And we all agreed, we need change. And we weren't specific. So this is what showed up. So now what this is doing is honing our energetic skills to say, we want something better. We want something that's going to be loving and more compassionate. And would we as a group, I'm talking
as
the world,
group.
As a
that's
group,
right.
Start shifting into that place of love. You know, you call it fourth dimension, fifth dimension, all, you know.
Yeah.
Let's bring it into the everyday, when we all start thinking I am love, when we all start thinking I am compassionate, when we all start thinking I am
that's
joy.
That's part. You're right. You're talking about the energetic change of the intention. The energetic exchange on the wavelength of our intentions was we want to change. So Trump was given that message. Okay, I want to explain that to you. Given that message many years ago, you can go back in the archives, you can listen to him on Oprah Winfrey when he was very young. He knew that he was going to be president. You have to understand, that was his storyline. That was his storyline. And he knew to play the word change. You got to understand this. When we think of everything moving in motion as energy, this is called universal energy, people. You're on that show. Energetically, we got exactly what we asked for. She's right.
Yes,
I'm not politically either, but I look at energy, and she does too. Now, once you start looking at energy, and that's a different than looking at what the world's looking at. It really is. It's a totally different animal, people. And really, all we can say is we are in a change, a transformation. That's where we wanted to be. That's where we got what we asked for. And you get what you asked for. Now, that would be the whole collective, okay? What about your own life? You get what you asked for. What about your own life? Do you want to continue the storyline that you're on? Or do you want to step up and stop the story? You can do that.
It's a choice.
You mean I can start right now and write a new story? Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Now, you know what's so funny?
Okay, go ahead, Anna.
Yeah. We talk about course correcting. We're already on our journey. So it's shifting that course. It's taking the left turn, the right turn. It's turning around. We will not go backwards. And there could be a whole different perspective if we turn around and look at the place we just came from. You can shift that. You get to make the choice as to where your life goes. And I think that's the thing when somebody says, you know, you can write your own story, and you start where you are right now. Be present right now. Appreciate what you have right now. Check in with those around you right now. You don't have to just observe. Observe the people, the places, the things that you have around you, surrounding you. Are you appreciating them? Are you upset at them? Check your emotions. Find out where you're at. You have the ability to shift that at any moment. I can tell you, once I decided to shift my story, everything around me shifted. And even right now, as I'm talking to you, I am sitting in just beautiful surroundings, and I can appreciate this. I can turn to my right, and there's a beautiful lake. I can turn in front of me, and there are cardinals playing in a tree. You know, I'm looking at this beautiful green grass. I'm looking at, you know, visually as a human, my eyes are so stimulated by the scenery around here. That in itself is just, it allows me to appreciate to a higher and new level, a level that I didn't appreciate. And now there are times when I'm very blessed to be, I'm actually house sitting right now. So I'm house sitting on a lake. How wonderful, how I got this opportunity to do this and actually doing a favor for a friend who was like so grateful and appreciative that I could take her and her daughter to the airport and that I could stay here and take care of her home and her beautiful cats. So someone is appreciating me on a very high level. I'm appreciating them, and now I have all this appreciation around me. I have to bless this. And what is this going to take me to? What's my next step? Where am I going to go? Who am I going to meet? Because I will tell you, it's going to be magnificent. It's going to be brilliant.
She's creating. She's creating right now.
I'm creating.
She's making a statement. Okay, this morning I wrote this. It's called The Many. And last night I'm following what I did on my Dreamweaver show as Edgar Cayce, and most people have said to me how to create using your dreams. And what you do is, I asked before I fell asleep, I asked a question. And the question was to Source. I asked at bedtime last night, what does the many, the few, and the one mean in our sojourns? What does it mean? And I was given an answer. Okay, here it comes. The many means us. Many means us. Many gods. We started with many gods on our planet. And how do I know that? Because it was a multi-conscious identity. We started with a multi-conscious identity of manifestation. That's how we got here. The few are the we. Many souls in transitional single consciousness identity. Okay? The one, all, many incarnations, transformational, renewed Christ consciousness identity. This is where we're moving, okay? As the many, we were made. Because in the Bible even states that let us create in the likeness and image of us. Wow. Do y'all know that? You can go read it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in every scripture. Mm-hmm. Let us. Who is the us? Who is the us? We sat down with the one and we became the us. Because when you have two people there or you have several people there that he's talking to in the consciousness, he's saying, let us create in the image of us. So who did the creating? Who is
we
the
did.
Source? We did.
We are.
I
we
love
are.
You, Anna. We did.
Brenda, it's just, really just waking people up to that. It's like you have that power. You don't have to stay stuck in whatever it is that you're in. Now, if you're happy in it, roll around in it. I will tell you there will be change. The universe will bring upon something that will allow you to grow and expand. And it can be a really beautiful thing or it could be a contrasty thing. It just depends. If you're not moving in the direction you're supposed to be going, the universe is going to help you out. I will tell you that.
Yes, because we have the universe inside of us. Yes, we are the universe. Right.
Yes.
Okay, we got that one too.
Yes.
So
we make it happen. Yeah.
We make it happen. We co-create. We choose to be in soul groups of the few. Okay? A several group. Now, when we come in, our story includes our birth family. It may. It includes the people, like you said, around you. That's your soul group. Okay? People that come on your journey. I'm in Anna's soul group. She's in mine. She chose me, and I chose her before we got here. Are y'all with me? Okay. All are the connected by the one. So, once you get this little thing, it sounds so easy now, doesn't it? Yeah, that I broke it down, okay? It's broken down that we are in charge of our own reality, and we are co-creators, and we were co-creators, and we're going to keep creating as we go to all the other planetary things and keep doing new stories depending on the planet we choose, because each planet will have a different type of limitation or calling or something you're going to do in that planetary system, but you're going to continue with your same story and add your soul group. Your soul group's going to travel with you the whole time. So if you don't get it right in this one, you got more chances, Anna. I do too. Isn't it wonderful that you're going to get another chance at this particular thing that we just went through? It goes on and on. Once it's created in matter. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, a lot of this was part of a karmatic experience that kept repeating itself over and over again. And according to some of my guides and my sources, I've cleared the one issue of karmatic. Karma to me is so fascinating because I've seen it play out, and I saw something that was told to me many, many years ago actually play out in this whole scenario. And what's really interesting is that I chose a different path this time around, so therefore and was told that the karma was cleared. So that to me is really interesting when you, this is probably a whole nother radio show for me and you, Brenda. And I find it interesting because there are people out there who don't believe, and I didn't really buy into the whole karmatic thing, but when I'm told something four times, over the course of several years something similar. The conversation was something similar to with four different people who shared with me their insights, and my jaw just dropped at how similar the stories were over the years, and then watching the story play out.
Yes, they
over
do.
Over the past
well,
few
okay.
years,
we,
it's fascinating.
In the Western world, we have what you reap, you sow. And then in Hindu, karma was their thing. But all is one. All is one.
Yeah.
When we start taking words and finding meaning for them, we have to recognize the fact that they're all intentions. With anything you believe in, say you believe in karma, then that is your course. I don't believe in karma because I'm in the Western world. I believe in what you reap, you sow. But as we have discussions with each other, we do consider it the same thing. And I don't fight it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fight it anymore.
Yeah.
I used to say, oh, no. That's not karma. That's what you reap, you sow. And I got out of that fight, too. See, when you create something, an argument or a fight with someone, then that's
uh-huh.
something you got to work through. I had to work through it. Okay? Because,
yeah.
I mean, I understand
time.
Words. Yeah,
time.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say real quick, when you say what you reap, you sow, I think what you reap, you sow, I think of it as in this lifetime, this one lifetime. But actually,
yeah, I think
exactly
that would be
right.
that would be a good
that's
estimation
what,
of that. Yeah, yeah.
And the
and
karma,
so karma
part is what you reap, you sow over a series of lifetimes.
Yeah,
that's
the Hindu belief. That's the Hindu. But
yeah,
see,
okay.
that came to
okay.
the Western world very late. And so I guess, like I said, it's whatever you think it is. Because your belief system's more important than mine or hers. Really, seriously. I'm telling you right now. Okay, so now I talk more about grace because I feel like in myself that I choose that. That's my thing. And I moved into grace because I figured that might be the best way to go. To me. So remember now, when you hear people's opinions, whether it be New Age or Golden Age, I prefer Golden Age. Edgar Casey talked about the Golden Age. The New Age movement was always something. It came in books to us and self-help books. There's a long history of the New Age movement. And it became a religion. But if you ask somebody New Age, it's not a religion. But they're a little bit on the confusing side.
It's a
little bit on
yeah.
the confusing side, because religion means, doesn't mean church, doesn't mean Christianity. It means religious practicing. And it means practicing. The word religion, Google if you don't understand what I'm saying. Religion means practicing something. And if you're in the New Age, you're practicing something. Okay? I'm serious,
mm-hmm.
people. I'm not an organized person. I learned from my grandma. She was a Quaker. She said, don't ever join anything. Don't ever join anything. If you ever join anything, you're going to follow that precept. You're going to be in that for the rest of your life, and you're going to lose your authentic self. My grandma said that to me. I said, what do you mean, Grandma? You mean I can't join a church? Never. You mean I can't get baptized? Never. You don't need to be baptized. You're already in it to win it. You know, my grandma was all on it. And being a Quaker, they believed in many different things, but they didn't believe putting anybody above anybody. We didn't have a preacher. We met in houses, and everybody talked, and everybody had discussions. And that's where I was brought up. And it was a very interesting place, because when I went into the church, this man was standing up there telling me what he thought the Bible meant.
Yes.
And I looked at him, I said, I raised my hand or was at the door. I asked him, I said, hey, that's not what it means. And, of course, they dismiss you. So I don't fit. I don't fit people in an organization. And if I'm in a group, if I raise my hand like Rosa Parks, I'm not sitting in the back of the bus. I'm out of there. Okay? I'm sitting in the front of the bus, people. And I am sitting in front of the line, and I'm going over the line. Anybody with me? Are you going over the line, the finish line? Sure you are. Because, really, you don't have to be in back of the line. You don't have to be in your path and just trudging along and trying and struggling. You don't have to be there. But if you want to stay there, I'm going across the line. That's up to you. Go, Anna.
I was like, we'll be getting postcards from Brenda across the line there, telling us all the exciting things she's doing. And it's true. It's very true. I was actually raised as a Jehovah's Witness, so I have some experience with some paradigms and programming as a child. I was actually baptized Roman Catholic, so baptized Roman Catholic, raised as Jehovah's Witness. So I say I'm the punchline of that joke. And here I am talking about spirituality, talking about ways of being. And really, I do this for me. You know, I love how it ripples out, and I love how Brenda showed up for me. I love you, Brenda Bradshaw. I just know.
I love you, Anna.
This is how it works, though. You stand in your power. You be authentically who you are. Some people are not going to like it, and that's okay. And people who know they're supposed to show up for you and love you just as equally as you love them, they're going to show up, and they're going to be in that place. And it can work a different way. I choose not to think about that. I choose to think about love, joy, compassion, kindness, peace, all of those things, because those are the things that matter the most. And when I can be that for other people and they can be that for me, all is right in the world. And that's my mantra. All is right in the world, regardless of everything. I had to stop saying, I miss my kids. I just throw out there, I love my kids. They love me. I talk to them in the morning when I'm meditating, when I'm being at one with myself, really talking to myself, allowing that information to come through. I talk to them at night before I go to bed. And I know that when I do see them again, we will have a connection like nobody's business. It's going to be fantastic. It is fantastic. Because I know my relationship with them, and I know they know who they are. And to me, that's the most important thing. Just knowing who each of us is ourselves. Be your authentic self, whatever that is. You know, be who you are. You know, you're the only one that knows. We don't know who you are. You're the only one that knows. Only I know who I am. Only I know what I'm thinking. No one can tell me that I don't love. No one can tell me that I am not happy. No one. I have to tell myself those things. And I choose opposite. I choose love. I choose joy. I choose happiness. I'll keep repeating those. That's like a rampage of appreciation, if you will. Start your day off with that. That's why I love doing these shows, and I love doing them in the morning. I like doing shows all the time. I could be on the radio all the time. I just love it. It's just having these conversations, being uplifted.
Oh,
and again,
you sound like me.
Yeah, so.
You sound like me because radio, yeah, I fell in love with radio because I felt a connection with the energy that is being output and input on this frequency that we're on right now. And I just have to tell everybody, she said everything I totally agree with. I do not use the word amen. I'm not that kind of person. I'm an I am person all the way down the line. Every statement I have is I am. I am in agreement with Anna. Anna is in agreement with me. We don't need a amen. We don't need it anymore. Y'all have to understand, so be it is so strong, Anna. So be it is so strong. Stronger than the AM. It really is. Google that today if you want to. Go down the rabbit hole and see where I amen came from. Jesus didn't say amen, people. He said, so be it. In fact, he said,
yeah,
he said
so
abracadabra. He said abracadabra, Hebrew, for so be it.
Abracadabra
sounds like a magician. Yes, he was a magician to the max. He was an abracadabra man. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
This is all magic. If you can understand,
yeah, baby.
This is all
magic. It sure is,
we're
honey.
Creating.
Magic.
Yeah.
It's created.
I love it.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
It.
And watch not what one hand does, because we got that prestidigitation, people. What one hand is, the other hand. Honey, I know about all the hands, too, because you know I can read your palm. Baby, we're working it. We'll be back again. When the life connects, 2 minutes, go, Anna. One more thing, Anna, bye. I'm bye. I'm out of here. I'll be back in the universe right now.
All right. Oh, man.
Loving you, girl. Loving you.
Loving you,
yeah.
Too. Loving you, too.
I know it.
I'm so
okay.
Happy. I get to meet this
I
woman
am too.
In August. Yeah, in August. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be great.
Oh, my
so
gosh, she's
going
to meet me at Edgar Casey. We're going to send some sparks off in that building. Y'all ready for some spark time? Wait till Brenda hits Edgar Casey. Ah. Bye, honey. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye, honey. I appreciate you. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on this Friday morning show. I love it. Just this conversation. It's just so exhilarating and inspiring. And so check where you are today, folks. Appreciate everything that's around you. And be in your now. Be in your present. This is what it's about. This is life. This is life, and you're here to have this experience, this delicious experience here. So your love, joy, peace, compassion, kindness, all of those things, use those as your mantra. Create your I am statements. That's what I did, and I meant to say that when all of this was happening, I kept asking, how can I be clear? How can I seek clarity? And I heard, make your I am statements. I recorded my I am statements, and I actually put some light music to them in the background. I would listen to them before I went to sleep at night. I'd listen to them when I get up in the morning. It was so empowering for me to just have those statements in my head as I was alone. I was literally physically alone in this big house. And I said, you know, I was saying, who am I? Who am I? And it's like, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am amazing. I am creative. I am precious. I am a go-getter. I am the world. I am the universe. I am love. I am peace. I am joy. I am compassion. I am. Make those statements for yourself. You can do it. You are amazing. And we love and infinitely loved, folks. Infinitely loved and appreciated. Like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook if you can. If you're into social media, we're also now on Instagram under Universal Energy Media. We post some positively delicious stuff almost every single day. That's my cue. Much love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.